Welcome everyone to McGill. First, welcome to our day of presentation of interim results of the Access to Healthcare Impact of Language Barriers project. I want to say a few words about the project. First, introduce you to what we've been doing. But first, I must note, just walking around, looking at the posters that have already been put up and looking at the program, I'm struck by the incredible amount of work that is represented in this very small space by the posters, by the presentations, and by the people who are here, the incredible amount of expertise that we have, and by the fact that we have very broad representation of researchers and projects from across Quebec. It's quite amazing that we have people from Chicoutimi, from the Lac Saint-Jean. We have projects represented from the Eastern Townships, Trois-Rivières, the four universities in Montreal. This is truly a pan-Quebec effort. And as you'll see later on during the day, it's an effort that also reaches out beyond the borders of Quebec, because the problem of, or the issue of language barriers to access to healthcare and social services and to access to society in general and societal support is not unique to Quebec. We have a presenter later on from Texas who's working in a very similar context in the border area in which Spanish and English and also French in some smaller measure are present. And I think Quebec is in a position because this issue is prevalent, because we have a very mixed multilingual society, Quebec is in a position to become a leader in research on this topic. And this project here, which is in the second phase of a total of about 8 years, I guess now, an eight-year project funded by Health Canada, administered jointly by the Ministry of Health, the Ministère de la Santé in Quebec, McGill University, and all our other partners, is making some headway toward making Quebec a leading player in research on healthcare and language barriers. It's something that we're all aware of here, but it's something that also exists in many other places. I work in Finland, for example. A lot of my work is done there, and they have Finnish and Swedish as two official languages, and there's a Swedish linguistic minority, and people always ask me questions. They say, "Oh, you're from Quebec. How do you deal with this problem of access to services in a second language?" So I think people also, because Quebec has, as a bilingual society, Quebec has a global profile. People know about Quebec being a bilingual society. I think that they think of Quebec when they think of this kind of problem. And that's an opportunity for us. And I think Health Canada has recognized that. The Ministry of Ministère de la Santé in Quebec has recognized that also, and that's why we're here. We're very lucky to have funding from Health Canada in order to pursue questions related to health language barriers to health access to healthcare. The project has three main components. One is language training of professionals and intervenants. One is retention of professionals and intervenants who already have linguistic capabilities and we want to keep in the system, especially in outlying regions. The third part of the project, which is in terms of money, the smaller one, is what we're here for. It's the research support aspect of the project. And there are two good reasons for doing this. One, there is good fundamental research, good basic research to be done about health and language, first of all. Research that doesn't necessarily have immediately obvious applications, but that will lead to interesting and valuable applications 20 years down the road. The applied research of today builds on the basic insights of 20 years ago as a general rule. There is also some very good applied research that we're going to hear about today and that we're going to see on the posters research that has to do with how do we actually intervene in order to make something work, in order to make to create conditions in which people can have access to healthcare despite language barriers, or how do we ease language barriers, or how do we make sure that language is in fact not a barrier. So the basic research helps us understand how, under what conditions, language can be a barrier. And the applied research helps us explore how to address that barrier. And I think we have both represented here today in the projects that we fund, 12 projects. These are the interim results that are being presented. The projects have been going on now for a while. We will have a follow-up final results conference later on, next year probably, or toward the end of this year. So today we're here to hear what people have been hard at work on, and I've seen the early results, and people have been very hard at work. So I won't take up any more time except to give